early afternoon,
sometime after the close of our last episode. As you know, Suzanne Barclay's mother is supposed to have died in an accident. Last services for Mrs. Barclay are supposed to be held in the chapel at 4 this afternoon. But as you also know, Mrs. Barclay is alive and well. Perry Mason staged the accident in an effort to force Suzanne out of hiding. Now, in the drugstore, across the street from the chapel, Homicide Lieutenant Arthur Tragg speaks to the waitress.
Give me a sardine sandwich and a cup of coffee, please.
There he is, Chief.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mason. Tell him. Hello, Tragg.
Hi, Tragg. Did you order me one?
I didn't know what you want.
Oh, whatever you have.
I'm going to have a sardine sandwich. I'm going to get some fish today.
Hmm? Oh, your fishing trip.
Yeah. Only I don't get a fishing trip. I get to set up protection for the Barclays.
And?
It's okay. I've got men guarding approaches to the chapel. They'll spot all parked cars.
What?
I'm taking it. Your boss knows what he's talking about.
He usually does.
Well, I'm not arguing. Uh-uh. Yours truly didn't go on the fishing trip because Mason's afraid this guy Gus smells a rat. But Gus knows Suzanne's mother wasn't killed in an accident. But he knows it was staged to pull Suzanne out of hiding. No, sir, Della, I'm going along 100%. The funeral's at 4 o'clock, so Gus will be waiting. If you're right, and he's tipped off. But who's arguing? Come over to the window.
I haven't ordered my sandwich.
Now, ain't that too bad. Come on, Mason. Leave Della to her sandwich.
Wait a minute, I'm coming.
What time will Mrs. Barclay go inside the chapel?
4:10.
And pretend you're looking at the magazines.
Uh-huh.
But look through the window. There's some of my men.
Is the men repairing the traffic light?
Uh-huh. I've got more guys spotted around. If Mrs. Barclay looks as much like Suzanne as you say, Gus will make his move when he sees her. And if my guys haven't already spotted him, they'll see him when he goes after Mrs. Barclay. That is, if he's tipped off and if he's here. Come on, let's go back.
Uh-huh. Okay. Tragg, what else did you do?
Well, I've got men inside the chapel, men on the roof, and the command post set up in the room upstairs. We got the block covered, or don't you think so?
Do you, Tragg?
Yeah. What's the matter, Mason?
You've only got it covered a block from the entrance. Mm-hmm. Suppose he shoots from farther away.
You know how those guys operate. They get as close as they can, and they get a little bit closer. And then a little closer than that before they cut loose. But we'll be waiting. The car should pull close to Mrs. Barclay. We'll be waiting. I hate to say this, Mason. I think we've done a lot of work for nothing.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Gus ain't tipped off. Oh, I'll admit there's a good chance the girl will show. But not Gus. A guy like Gus would never think she'd risk coming to pay her last respects. And you'll see I'm right, Mason. I passed up a fishing trip for nothing.
You got fish?
Yeah, sardines.
Well, as you know, Perry Mason is right. Gus has been tipped off, and he's prepared countermeasures. Now, some distance outside the city, Gus Jansen stops at the entrance of a huge estate and gives a signal. And as the gates close behind his car, Gus Jansen drives down a winding, tree-shaded road.
Gee, Mr. Jansen, this is a big place. Look, all the trees.
J.T. likes trees. This is J.T.'s place. He's out of town, but this is a good place to test fire the rifle. You don't look happy, Albert.
I'm happy? Yeah, but you like what we're going to do.
You aren't happy, are you, Albert?
Well, now you ask me.
Albert, I've been thinking about you. You've been a help to me lately. I'm going to do more than thank you. How'd you like to have a garage and machine shop of your very own? Well, say something.
Mr. Jansen, you mean it?
I never lied to you, Albert. I haven't said, do you want a machine shop of your very own?
That's all I want. I love working with tools, Mr. Jansen.
Everything depends on this, Albert. Help me stop Suzanne Barclay and you'll get the machine shop. A deal?
You betcha, Mr. Jansen. You betcha.
Okay. Get busy on that rifle, Artie.
All I gotta do is put on the silencer.
What's that?
Huh? Oh, the bird singing? Sounds pretty, huh, Mr. Jansen?
What are you gonna do?
As soon as I get the magazine loaded. Okay, Mr. Jensen. Let's see. See that tall tree about 300 feet ahead of us? Okay. About halfway to that tree, there's a rock.
Yeah, I see it. What's the deal?
Well, I'm going to aim at the middle of that rock and shoot. Then see where the bullet goes.
Okay. All set?
Uh-huh.
I wish that bird would stop singing.
Well, the bird don't bother me, Mr. Jensen. It goes. It shot high and right of where I aimed. I got to adjust the sight. I'll try it again. I'll have to make one more adjustment. Say, Mr. Jensen, now we know Mr. Perry Mason is behind this.
What about Mason?
Well, Mr. Mason's awful smart. Won't he expect trouble?
You think Mason's as smart as I am, Albert?
I didn't say that, Mr. Jensen. But Mr. Mason's awful smart.
I've got it all set, Albert, don't you worry.
Okay. This ought to be the last try. That's it, Mr. Jensen. It's fired in. The last one was a bullseye. It's all set, Mr. Jensen.
Okay, let's go. You drive.
Main? Oh, you mean till we get to the chapel?
You drive all the way. You drive, I'll take the rifle. What's the matter?
You plan to get real close before you cut down on her?
You dummy, why do you think I got a rifle? No, we'll be a block or so away.
That's an awful long shot, Mr. Jensen.
I'm a good shot, Albert.
Yes, sir. You're real good with a pistol, but you shot a rifle very much, Mr. Jensen?
Some.
Why don't you let me do it, Mr. Jensen? I'm expert. At least you should try it out once.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, what's the target?
That there stone. It's halfway to the big tree with the bird in it.
Where's the bird? I can't see it.
In the tree.
Now, watch where I hit the stone.
Now, you missed the target all the way, Mr. Jensen. Look, Mr. Jensen, you know I'm good at stuff like this. Please let me do it, Mr. Jensen.
I thought you didn't like it.
No, sir. I don't like it. But I don't mind doing it. I want that garage and machine shop awful, awful bad, Mr. Jensen. I'd do anything to get a shop of my own, with my own tools and machines. You said it'd be my very own place, Mr. Jensen. I can't tell you how much getting my own shop means to me. But even if I'm dumb, I can want something just as much as you do. Give me the rifle a minute, Mr. Jensen.
Okay, Albert.
The bird ain't started singing again, Mr. Jensen.
Never mind, I was watching that rock. You didn't hit it.
I wasn't aiming at the rock. Listen.
I don't hear anything.
No, sir. The bird ain't singing. It ain't gonna sing anymore. The bird was twice as far off as the rock, and it was a lot smaller target. Please let me keep the rifle, Mr. Jensen. I want that machine shop awful bad.
You heard Gus Jensen. If he's right and Mason's wrong, all Mason's plans have been in vain. But if Mason's right, Gus Jensen and Albert Dallow will be on hand. And you heard what happened the last time Albert fired the rifle. By all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?